بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب هب لي من الصالحين. فبشرناه بغلام حليم، فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى، قال يا أبتي افعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة، وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers, ulama ikram, all praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to witness these great days of Dhul Hijjah, which are one of the greatest days in the Islamic calendar. These days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran mentions wal fajr wa layalin ashr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on the break of dawn, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on the 10 nights. And the ulama explained that the 10 nights refer to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. These are the days of Ayyamul Hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in a hadith, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams, shahadati an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah, wa iqami salah, wa ita'i zakah, wa sawmi ramadhan, wa hajji al-bayt, in istata'a ilayhi sabila. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened Islam to a canopy resting on 5 pillars, bearing witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, there is no ilah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the messenger of Allah, establishment of salah, paying of zakat, and fasting the month of Ramadan, and going for hajj if one has the ability physically, and he has the ability to afford to go for hajj, then it is farz upon him. So hajj has a very important role in the life of a Muslim. It's a journey of love where a person will go and undertake this journey to go to the Baytullah and to present himself in the front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ulama explained that hajj has a very important role in the other 4 pillars of Islam as well, in salah and in zakat, where in salah a person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are facing the Baytullah, and a person's iman is increased when he goes for hajj. A person has to use his wealth to go for hajj as well. Likewise, a person uses his wealth to pay zakat, and likewise a person has to watazawwadu fa inna khayra zadi taqwa. A person has to have taqwa when he goes for hajj. Likewise, when a person is fasting, he has to attain taqwa. The object of fasting is to attain taqwa and to abstain from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made prohibited, such as eating, drinking, and relations with one's spouse when a person is fasting. Likewise, when a person is making hajj, he has to abstain from those things which are permissible in Islam while he's in a state of ihram. And the place for a person to learn iman is Makkatul Mukarrama, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدَلِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That the first house which was placed for the people, Makkah, is a blessed land, and it is the markaz of hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hudallil alameen, it is a center, and it is hidayat for the whole universe. So when a person will go to Makkatul Mukarramah, his iman will be refreshed, because he will be going and presenting himself at the Kaaba, at the Baytullah. And when he's arriving at the Baytullah in Ihram, he will recite the talbiyah, Labbayka la sharika laka labbayk. And he will renew his iman by saying, Oh Allah, I am present, Oh Allah, I am present, and there is no ilah besides you. I am present. All praises and all favors belong to you, Oh Allah. That same Makkah web, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted nubuwat, the Quraysh placed 360 idols around the Kaaba. And the Quraysh used to make tawaf of the Baytullah naked. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he gave him da'wat to believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his uncle Abu Talib called him and told him, Oh my nephew, What are you saying? The people are saying that you are inviting towards one Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Quraysh that if I give you this kalima, it will be such a kalima which if you recite it, the kings will have to pay you taxes and everybody will be subservient to you. So they said, please do tell us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quraysh, they said, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you making all our ilahs, all our beings, all our gods into one Allah? This is something strange for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with tawheed to invite people towards one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one. اللهم أنت الأحق من عبد وأحق من ذكر. Allah, oh Allah, you are the one that is most deserving to be worshipped, the most deserving to be remembered. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq. Allah created the universe. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive any sin, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't forgive and can't tolerate a person making shirk with him. He can't tolerate a person ascribing any partner to him. Allah can forgive anything. So when a person will go for Hajj, his iman will be increased in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna safa wal marwata min sha'airillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that safa and marwa are from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The maqam Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam in different ways when his son was of age, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him a dream that he was tortoring his son, and he informed his son, and his son told him that, oh my father, do what you have been commanded to do and you'll find me from those who are patient. Fihi ayatun bayinatun maqamu Ibrahim, and the maqam Ibrahim when Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam built the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are great signs for us. So when a person will go for Hajj, his iman will be increased by him looking at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing that we will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah will be about our salah. If our salah is correct, all our other aman will be correct. And if our salah is found wanting, then all our other aman will be taken to task for. So we should see that how we can improve on our salah and see that before we leave this world, we shouldn't owe anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj has a very important link with salah. After Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, he said, Rabbana, Rabbi ij'alni muqima salah wa min durriyati. Oh Allah, make me from those people who establish salah and from my progeny as well. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The first thing to be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah will be about our salah. There's a narration in Ibn Majah which is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, when a person will be placed in the qabr, مُثِلَتِ الشَّمْسْ عِنْدَ غُرُوبِهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the scene as if the sun is setting. And the person, if he was a person of salah, then he'll tell the malaika, دَعُونِ usalli, that leave me and allow me to read my salah first. And this will be an indication to the malaika to say that this person was a person of salah, and his hisab will be easy. So before a person will be even taken to task on the day of Qiyamah in the qabr, already if a person was of salah, it will be easy for him. So we have to make an effort to see that our lives must come into the pattern of salah. And we should learn to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the coolness of my eyes lies in salah. And respected brothers, we have to learn what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us at every given moment and time of our lives. We have to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. If we learn in Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, that learn the rituals of Hajj from me. And he taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhum the different masail. Likewise in our lives or in our qurbani, in our muamalat, we should learn what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to do everything in the way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. Then our whole life will become an ibadat. When a person will do everything in a way according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his transactions will become an ibadat. His family life will become an ibadat. having relations with his spouse will become an ibadat if everything is done in a way which is in accordance to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to learn what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us so we can fulfill the faraid. So our muamalat, our muasharat can be correct, our akhlaq should be correct. And with that, respected brothers, we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days of Hajj. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody can't go for Hajj every year, it's not possible. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also blessed us for these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, that there are no days which are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making ibadah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So for us to increase in our takbir, tasbih, tahlil, that is subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us in these days to read excessively these tasbihat. No other ayat in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that do something excessively other than dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullah dhikran kathira. O people of Iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Once Aisha radiallahu anha says that she spent the night with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he rested for a little and then he got up and he said, now let me worship my Rabb. And the whole night he kept on crying and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until she told him, Ya Rasulullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. Even if you had to make any mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be a ever grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he said, because these ayat were revealed to me, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That verily in the creations of the heaven and the earth and the changing of the day and night are great signs of people of intelligence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains who are people of intelligence. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. Those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, standing and sitting and lying on their soft beds, wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard, and they ponder about the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh Allah, you haven't created anything in vain. So to take out time for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wida, when he gave the khutbah, he told the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, إن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم حرام عليكم كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا. That a person's three for three, a person's wealth, a person's his honor and his blood is sacred to you. Like how this day is sacred, like how this month of Dhul Hijjah is sacred, and how this place Makkatul Mukarramah is sacred, a Muslim honor is sacred. So to honor every Muslim brother for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and honor him because of the iman he got in his heart, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. A Muslim is one who others are safe from the evil of his hand and his tongue. So respected brothers, to see that how we can respect every Muslim brother for the iman he got and to do everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. No other hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his name with it. But when it came to Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. That for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the people make Hajj. So to, we are not going for Hajj, but our qurbani should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your salah, your rituals of qurbani, and your loving and your dying is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no mixing. We should do everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. And respected brothers, we have to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Hajjatul Wida, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave the Sahaba radiallahu anhum advises in the Hajj al-Wida, and he said, "Asa Allah talqani ba'da 'ami hadha." Perhaps after this year, you will not see me no more. And he gave the Hajj. He bid farewell to the Ummah, and he said, "Perhaps after this year, you will see me no more." And he asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum one question: "Hal ballagh? Have I conveyed the message? Have I fulfilled the haqq of the deen?" And all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in one voice they replied to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they said, "Ya Rasulullah, you have fulfilled the haqq, ballagh al risala, wa addayt al amana, wa nasaht al ummah, wa kashaft al ghumma, wa jahadt fi sabilillahi haqq jihadi." Said, "Ya Rasulullah, you have fulfilled the haqq, you have fulfilled the amanat which had been placed upon you, you have well wished for the ummah, and you have left nothing unclear in the deen." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a witness and he said, "Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. Oh Allah, you be a witness. Oh Allah, you be a witness that I had fulfilled the haqq and I have conveyed the message." And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed the amana and the trust onto the ummah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "فَلْيُبَلِّغُ مُشَاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبُ." That now, those that are present, now take the deen to those that are not here. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood this and they made an effort so that today, 1,400 years later, we are the ummatis and we are the reciters of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In the pure form which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought it, there's nothing unchanged in our deen. Everything is clear in the deen which reached us. Now the responsibility is on our shoulders, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the ummah glad tidings, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that many a time the person who will be receiving the message will receive it better than the one who's giving the message. Meaning in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created great ihtidar and great ability and capabilities in the ummah. That we also have to make an effort on an individual basis to see that how the deen can come alive in our lives, and deen can come alive in the lives of our family. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا وَلِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. To bring deen alive in our communities and to bring deen alive in the outskirts of our communities. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to warn his family relatives. And وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a messenger for all the people. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except that you are a mercy unto humanity. So we as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is our responsibility. To make effort for deen, to bring deen alive in our lives and to bring deen alive in the whole world. So in connection with this, alhamdulillah, the ijtima will be taking place 8th, 9th, 10th of August in Overport. It is our ijtima and many brothers will be coming from different province, from different parts of the province for the ijtima. So we should try, inshallah, from now to make an effort to spread the word across. It is the environment where the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be taking place. In those 3 days, so many people will be coming and reading their 5 times salah wa jamaat. It is a great opportunity for us and to pass on the message to as many as we can. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.